I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. A new film called Risk could hardly be more timely. On a week when FBI Director James Comey described WikiLeaks as intelligence porn, this documentary feature by Laura Poitras offers a startling portrait of Julian Assange, the group's founder. Assange has made it known that he deplores the film, and no wonder. He comes off more as the beleaguered leader of a cult than an idealist battling government secrecy. We see a man obsessed with charges of sexual assault that prompted him to seek asylum 5 years ago in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he remains to this day. Poitras makes it known during the course of her production that it's not the film she'd intended to make. Her focus has long been the free flow of information, not the sexual habits of the famous and notorious. Risk expands that flow, even though the info she may have been seeking wasn't what she found. The film began shooting in 2011. At that time, Assange was under house arrest in a borrowed country manor northeast of London. He was waiting for a decision by the UK Supreme Court on an extradition request that would have forced him to stand trial in Sweden, where the charges had been lodged. We see him listening grudgingly to a legal coach's advice on how to discuss his charges in court without resorting to hostile language. He gets the point, but he can't resist railing against the accusations as a thoroughly tawdry radical feminist positioning thing. We learn that similar accusations have been made against one of his close associates. The action takes a dramatic turn when Assange seeks asylum rather than wait for the outcome of the judicial proceeding. The camera watches as he puts on a disguise and tracks him from his country house to the door of the Ecuadorian embassy. Then Risk grows into a mesmerizing study of influence undeterred by isolation, of grandiosity undiminished by adversity. Confined to a tiny area of the embassy, he denies all charges and he scornfully dismisses the consensus of U.S. intelligence agencies that WikiLeaks served as a conduit for Russia's interference with the election that brought Donald Trump to the White House. Of all the vignettes that illuminate Assange's state of mind and spirit, the most surprising is a visitation in the form of an interview from Lady Gaga. There she is, camera in hand, lobbing softball questions at this heaviest of digital hitters. "How do you feel?" she asks. "I don't care how I feel," he replies, having already explained that he's obsessed with political struggle and not a normal person. "Who is after you, Mr. Assange?" He names 12 U.S. intelligence organizations for openers, then rattles on in that vein until Lady Gaga says briskly, "So a lot of people." As interviewers go, she seems earnest, but she gets the job done. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back soon on KCRW with more reviews.